Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Very entertaining, by the way, that last topic. Can I just point out? The overwhelming majority of people said no, don't tell them. Oh my. Anyway, can I point out, by the way, if you ever have a dilemma, a family dilemma, obviously don't give us too much information about the people involved. You know, keep it quite neutral. We don't want to be naming people on the air. But please send us an email. You can send it to the radio station, send it to the show at nileboylanshow@classichits.ie or nileboylan@classichits.ie, or indeed, send it straight to my producer, AJ. So it's aj.walsh@classichits.ie. That's aj.walsh, no E. aj.walsh@classichits.ie. And we will try and cover it on the show, no matter what the dilemma happens to be. Now, I don't mean stuff like, you know, I was waiting 18 hours in A&E. We do those kind of things anyway. We talk about, you know, that kind of stuff or political stuff anyway. But if you're, you know, if it's something, an interesting family dilemma. You know, we got another one in there during the week that we must get to discuss at some time about just a family argument over money when someone dies. And I would always say that when somebody dies, families fall out. It's kind of common practice, isn't it? Ah, they left me more in the will than they left you. I'm taking you to court, you son of a bitch. Anyway, I want to talk about TikTok. TikTok is like a drug. Should we just ban it? Now, that's according to CNN News. Like substance abuse, apps like TikTok specifically targets the brain's reward system, triggering a release of dopamine, which in turn promotes the development of addiction. One study has even found that the social media platform, particularly TikTok, may be linked to higher levels of depression in teenagers. TikTok was also associated with depressive symptoms for teens prone to negative thought patterns when using the social media app. Now, it sounds like I'm describing a drug, but yet parents allow their kids to use it. And it is a drug. And we can go right back in time when I was a kid. Parents didn't let their kids watch too much television because television was the drug in those days. You know, you became a television addict. And if you became a television addict, you became what they called a house hatcher, which was somebody who just didn't go out and play outside. So your parents wouldn't let you watch too much TV. Nowadays, we think nothing of allowing our child to sit in their bedroom or on the sofa or whatever it happens to be with their phone in their hand, watching TikTok for hours on end every single day. Hands up, I'm kind of guilty of it by times. And I do it. I call it brain emptying, by the way. But now, my algorithms will show completely different stuff to your algorithms and AJ's algorithms and somebody else's algorithms because I like funny videos of dogs and cats and people falling and, you know, people doing, builders doing silly things. And so those kind of algorithms come up a lot for me. And I actually noticed my wife the other night was looking at it. We were looking at her phone and stuff that was coming up on her phone were recipes and people cooking. And so and I say, I was going, that stuff doesn't come up on my TikTok. And it's only because she might watch that for longer. So that's how the algorithms work. The longer you watch a video, the more of that it's going to supply you with. Sadly for teenagers, they watch other teenagers. Other teenagers who may be involved in self-harm, depression, or whatever it is. And I remember RT did an Investigates program on it a while ago where they set up a teenage account, 13-year-old account, and within minutes it was sending videos of self-harm, suicide, depression, obesity, and all those horrible things that you don't want your teenager watching. Because that's the way the algorithms work. They target people with things they believe they're interested in. Because, of course, for them, every 5 scrolls, there's an ad. And it's more advertising. So more hits on the ad, the more money they make. And that's the way TikTok works. And the ads, again, are targeted at the age group. So I'm not going to get ads for Reebok runners or Nike runners. I get ads for gadgets and electronic things because I'm an adult and I'm a bloke and I'm into gadgets. So it's targeting people, but it's a drug. And I've often been in bed. I do a bit of what I call brain emptying because I'm busy all day and I'm working all day. And I find TikTok is a good brain emptier. Rather than looking at, say, Twitter, whether it's news or looking online at news stories, political stuff, I'm looking at silly stuff just to make me tired and go to sleep. That's what we do as adults as well. But here, we're adults. We can control that. You know, as adults, we think we can control it anyway. But for children, it should be very different. The question in the US now at the moment is they're asking, should it be banned? So it has me questioning its use here. If parents are going to do something about it, should we just, if they're not going to do something about it, should we just ban it? Because it seems parents are not going to do anything about it. Should it be banned? Now, I'm never for banning things, by the way. I hate the idea of censorship and I hate the idea of banning anything, particularly when it comes to adults. But I do believe we have an obligation when it comes to children, to protect children. And I personally believe that TikTok is of no value to children whatsoever, or teenagers for that matter. So let me know what your thoughts are. Interestingly enough, by the way, our guest later on will be somebody who is famous on TikTok. But anyway, let me go to Natalia if I can first. Natalia, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Natalia, does TikTok serve any purpose in life whatsoever?
In the larger scale, I don't think so. I think when it started, it was so small. It was such a niche group of people. It was actually embarrassing to be on it when it first came out. But now I think it's just grown so much. There's so many trends and so many kind of inside jokes that people have the fear of missing out on. That's why they go on it. But I
what was it called? That wasn't. Sorry for interrupting. You might know more than I do. Before TikTok came along, what was the app that used to have the 6 second videos?
It was Musical.ly. Vine before that. Vines. Then it was Musical.ly, okay. And then it was TikTok.
Oh, okay, okay. So yeah, so TikTok videos are generally about what, 2 to 5 minutes long max.
Yeah, I think majority of them would be sort of between say 15 seconds to a minute or 3 minutes long. And there's such a big variety of things that are on it that you can't group it. And, you know, I read as well that it actually surpassed Google as the search engine.
Yeah.
So it is the number one kind of search engine for people to Google things on, which is crazy because you can portray whatever you want on it and the way you want people to see it.
Mm.
There's no fact checking as such.
Yeah, and you're right, because last night I was on TikTok and I clicked the hashtag Hurricane Milton because I wanted to see what was going on, if people were, you know, streaming live or whatever, to see how bad it was. And there was loads of videos coming up claiming to be Hurricane Milton, but they weren't. Some of them even had music of Jurassic Park in the background. They were previous hurricanes. So there's so much misinformation on it and so much stuff that's
absolutely
not real.
Yeah.
But the danger for us is, look, that's all well and good. That was just triggering my dopamines. But for kids, you know, the danger is, you know, a 13-year-old is getting images and videos of other teenagers who want to self-harm, want to change their gender, or whatever it happens to be. This is not good for kids, is it?
No, it's not. There's so much influence from the outside world that they wouldn't have access to in, you know, the normal setting. So it can be beneficial in a way where maybe they can feel accepted, but at the same time, there's so many ideas being put in their heads and they're too young to understand and fully grasp it.
Mm. So should we ban it? I'm never for banning things because I think it's always kind of last resort. I don't like the idea of prohibition.
But I do believe
protecting children is equally as important.
Yeah, I would agree. But I think at the end of the day, it is the parents' responsibility to monitor and control the kids' devices, especially at such a young age. I still don't think 13 is mature enough to be able to pick their own trends, you know, or whatever they see that comes up. But certainly I don't think banning is the option. It excludes then the whole population that does have the brains to not, you know,
take that information in.
Exactly. Whereas the little kids, I think that should be up to the parents to monitor.
Mm. So in other words, you would bring up the age group, in other words, have age verification on it, if possible. And what would that be? 16, 18? What would you have age verification in?
I think beginning with 16, but I know they also have the option maybe for it's some sort of safeguarding where, say, if there's hashtags, those certain hashtags don't come up for the kids at a certain age. So say if they're 13 or less or whatever it is, they mightn't see those sort of videos come up. Now, they'll always trickle down anyway, but it is a start, I think.
And do you use TikTok yourself?
I do, yeah.
So what does it target you with? I can tell you what it targets me with, you know, builders falling off ladders, dogs, cats, because that's the kind of stuff that I kind of probably stay on the most, and that's what it targets me with. But as I mentioned earlier on, when my wife looks at it, it targets her with somebody making, you know, recipes for cooking and all that kind of thing. So what does it target you with?
Yeah, I think what targets come up for me many a times is influencers, which I'm not really interested in, to be honest with you. But I think the way the algorithm works is if you watch a video for a certain amount of time, it'll keep showing you that video, even if you don't like it, even if you don't comment on it.
Mm.
So I think influencers are kind of what's coming up for me.
So what, people kind of selling mascaras and makeup and runners and dresses and that sounds very stereotypical,
or,
by the way.
I know. Or even people kind of not, I wouldn't call them celebrities, but social media influencers in that sort of way.
What is it with these social media influencers? I will be talking to one, by the way, in about 15 minutes. But not all an influencer. Right. Not so much an influencer, which is 130,000 followers, and she creates TikTok content, but more so about weird, you know, pop culture and true crime and even death. So I'll be talking to her. That I find that sort of stuff very interesting, by the way. But in saying that, these other influencers that are, you know, flogging stuff, you know, that, I find that quite inane. I just don't get it. They're obviously making huge money. They must be.
Yeah, and I think it's, in this day and age, if you're only starting out now, I think it's hard for that to be sustainable. There's a lot of influencers that would have come from, say, YouTube from 10 years ago that are continuing their brand. But I think it's difficult to establish yourself nowadays and continue with it because everyone is doing the same thing.
YouTube is kind of vanishing, really, isn't it? It's kind of not doing very much at the moment. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's just
Yeah. To be honest, I'm not a big YouTube watcher. I think there's a very kind of niche thing on YouTube as well where there's certain people that do get a lot of views, but a lot of it is gaming, which is being streamed on Twitch now as well.
Mm-hmm. And so Rumble, do you watch? Have you watched Rumble? Rumble is kind of seems to be getting bigger now. Rumble is kind of like, you know, another YouTube, I suppose, but with less censorship.
I feel like it branches out so much that there's so many different topics and so many different sites that you can go on to get whatever you're looking for, that it's not just one base where you can find everything.
But TikTok seems to be the one that everybody, and for teenagers, Snapchat, of course, is quite big as well, but not quite the same
like
thing.
We use it for work as well now, so we would do videos and post it, and that's because the brand is asking us to do so because they can see how much it's developing.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's like putting the poster up in the shop window, isn't it? You know what I mean? But it's a bigger shop window, essentially. Stay there. Jennifer, hi. How are you?
Hi, you're not too bad on yourself, Noel. Noel, I'll tell you what it is. I have a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old now, and they're both girls. But like that, I don't dream of them having the TikTok because, you know what? At the end of the day, you don't even know what they're even watching. Because even when you go over and look at the English TikToks, right, it's all about gifts. It's all about what, and it's all about bullying. It's all about alcoholics. And that's what TikTok shouldn't be about. Because when this app came out, of course, it was supposed to be for 13-year-olds. Do you know that kind of a way?
It was kind of marketed more towards teenagers when it came out first.
Yeah. That's right. And now if you go on to the FYP, like you're seeing...
What's the FYP?
Like the TikTok, like where all the English ones are competing against each other. They're competing against the weeklies. They're competing about everything. And it's more or less a bullying app now where like grown adults are bullying grown adults, if you know what I mean.
Okay, for your page is FYP. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Yes. And people are actually committing suicide now because what's happening is that the TikTokers are kind of blackmailing the other people who can't afford to give them anymore. And they're able to go off on holidays and stuff like that. Do you know that kind of way? So TikTok is not for 13-year-olds or 16-year-olds. You know, like we even have our own Irish TikTokers here. And, you know, they're fighting over social media. They're fighting over everything. And it's actually not right because it's actually adults fighting with adults.
Yeah, they're fighting because it's worth money. Likes and followers are worth money. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And, like, these people have maybe 130,000 watching them. And people are staying up and watching them to 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning when they're getting drunk. Do you know?
I don't get it. There was a video the other night there, and there was a girl cutting raspberries. She was making a milkshake or something, right? So she was cutting the raspberries, and she was going, I'm cutting the raspberries in two. And she was talking in this real slow voice, right? It had 4 million views. And I'm going, why did 4 million people watch this? And then I said to myself, hold on a second, I'm watching it. I mean, I think it's called ASMR, isn't it?
Something like, yeah. But as I said, like I have a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old, and there's no way that they're even allowed to watch TikTok. It's like Snapchat. you can't go back and look at their message on Snapchat, because Snapchat deletes the messages straight away. Mm. And it's like everything else, Niall. If you ask for the phone off them, they're like, oh, well, like, I have to go to bed. And, like, they could be having their phone till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning under their pillows.
Yeah, I think it's really important that parents take the phone off them going to bed, because it's depriving teenagers of sleep.
Now, I have a strict rule in my house that the girls go to bed at 9 o'clock and they have to hand up their phone to me. And it's like that. I know their PIN numbers, but they don't realise that I'm meant to go through their phone as well.
And how old are your girls, Jennifer?
I have a 13-year-old and I have a 16-year-old.
Forgive me, because I thought you were actually younger. You sound younger than that.
Do you know what, Niall? Everybody will say that. Everybody will say that I'm 43 years of age.
You're not. You sound like you're 18.
Well, everybody will say that. Like, my eldest daughter now, she's 22. And
wow.
We went to the Classic Kids show there, not in Dublin there a couple of weeks ago. And everybody's like, oh my God, like, there's your sister. And we were like, no, we're mother and daughter. And they're like, you're not. And we're like, seriously, we are.
Well done to you for keeping your youth, by the way. It'd be great if we could all do that. So, but getting back to it, do you believe, Jennifer, would it be a step too far to suggest what they've suggested in America? Because they're calling it a digital drug. Do you believe it should be banned?
Well, to be honest with you, I think so, yeah, because you know what? I think when you go on to TikTok, right, and you can go on at 9 o'clock in the morning and you mightn't come off until 9 o'clock at night and you're swiping through, and like when you see like these TikTokers now over in England, like Eva Queen, and you know, they're sitting down there and they're getting gifts, and like some of them, you're not going to believe it, some of them put them on sub only chat, right? And some of them are getting paid 6,000 a month for sub only and subscribers. And that's the worst thing they can do, because people are actually paying
This is on live views, yeah. I've seen the live stuff, and then they're looking for people to click the little flowers on the bottom or whatever it is they're supposed to click.
Exactly,
yeah, I've never done it, so I don't know.
But no, I've never done it.
Natalie, do you ever, Natalia, do you ever subscribe to anybody on TikTok? Have you ever bought anything on TikTok?
No, I haven't.
And I think there is a lot of like TikTok shop and whatever, and you kind of see these people. But I think going back as well to the kids that are on it, I think it's maybe more the content that should be monitored rather than the age group solely.
Yeah.
Because you see so many people promoting, say, even OnlyFans and stuff like that, which comes up on the Kids For You page, and a child, out of curiosity, will click it.
I didn't know they were allowed to advertise OnlyFans on TikTok.
It's not direct. They're not allowed to do it, but you can always have a link in your bio
with
the link to, say, your OnlyFans.
Now, the only thing I will say is TikTok are quite strict when it comes to nudity.
I don't know,
Jennifer. Have you ever seen any nudity on it? I can't say I have.
I haven't, no. To be honest with you, no, I haven't, Niall. No, I haven't. And that's where they're kind of strict like that. But here you go again, though, Niall. Like, there could be a big fight now tomorrow, and somebody's account could get banned, right? And then other people doesn't. Know that way, like, just, as I said, some of them stay up till 4.
And you, but obviously, Jennifer, you know a lot about it, right? So I'm not judging you here, right? But you obviously look at it a lot.
Well, I'd go through it in our time just to see what's happening, like, you know, that kind of a way. Mm. And it mightn't be about the English one. Like, it could be the Irish people as well fighting in America. Oh, and you know what? They could be fighting over a burger. And they could be fucking fighting over, like, for the next 6 hours. And you're like, oh my God, it's only a burger. Will you get over it? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so these are the live TikToks. Yeah, these are the live
TikToks. Exactly. The live TikToks. Yeah.
Fighting over a burger.
fighting over a burger. Or they could be fighting over the stupid thing.
You know what this all comes from? If you go right back to Big Brother, when that started on TV, I remember Big Brother when it started first. And I used to be sitting there going, why do people watch this? You know, I knew people who were watching, because you remember it used to be on ITV. Or Channel 4. It was on Channel 4. And then, and then they had another version on Channel 4 Plus or something, where it was on 24 hours a day. And there's people I knew who sat up at night watching people sleeping. And I'm going, what's that about? Like, and I know the same is on TikTok. TikTok have those videos where there's somebody in bed and there's somebody in the corner of the room standing there and there's somebody asleep in bed and they're live on TikTok asleep in bed. And I'm going,
And here you go again, like now, like Big Brother started there now on Monday and it comes on at 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. And then you still have then the low violence and stuff like that, like, you know, and like you see the little girls and the women going around in bikinis and showing off their bodies and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it should be past the watershed, like, you know, that, like, I have a 16-year-old and there's no way I'd let her watch Big Brother or Low Violence or none of them programs. Because I think that she's so young to be looking at anything like that.
Yeah, I know a lot of those programs, particularly like Love Island, create body image problems for young girls in particular who feel they need to look like these girls or guys. It's becoming a problem for guys too, looking like these guys that are all kind of ripped and everything else. You know what I mean? It is a problem.
Exactly.
Okay, but so Jennifer, you'd ban it in the morning TikTok if you could.
I would, yeah, because you know what? It's not good for your mental health, and plus it's turning into a bullying. It's a bullying.
Is it the worst? Is it the worst social media, Jennifer? Do you think TikTok? Yeah,
it is. Yeah, because you know what? When you go to Facebook is actually okay because people are not fighting, people are not arguing.
Oh, they do.
People are not.
Just they do. Some people do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
We put stuff up on Facebook for our show, like for the podcast during the day. You want to hear the names? They call each other under the comments underneath.
No way.
I find it quite entertaining sometimes. This when they all get into a row underneath
and that's just like TikTok, like, you know, there's one over there now called Angie and she's a big TikToker and she sit up there in our bedroom and she drinks bottles of wine and you still have the view. She might have maybe 3.7 people watching her drinking it, like, wine in our bedroom.
And so 3,500 people are watching her drinking wine. And all paying her something probably as well, giving her a gift or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly, and the gifts, like, they could be laughing at you. These people are out to go, like, there's an English, like, that an English guy over there, and he went skiing. He's on his fourth holiday now because people are gifting them. They're gifting them bikes. They're giving them big money. They do over, and they take it very serious.
Well, listen, it's been interesting listening to both of you, actually, because I've learned a lot about TikTok and how it works and how it operates. We will come back to that topic again. Thank you very much indeed, Natalia and Jennifer. Jesus, yeah, somebody else texts and says, nah, Jennifer sounds like she's her own daughter. She does sound like she's her own daughter, doesn't she? Genuinely, when she came on first, I thought she was about 18 years of age. I said, right, this is the target demographic of this particular topic. But then she turns out she's in her 40s and she has a 20-year-old or whatever, is a 22-year-old daughter. Anyway, got to take a break.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.